Welcome to the AI and Suns Daily Brief. I'm Maya, and joining me today is our lead analyst, Theo, to discuss a significant development in the world of artificial intelligence. Theo, what's making headlines?
Thanks, Maya. The big news is a landmark agreement between OpenAI and the U.S. General Services Administration, or GSA. This groundbreaking multi-year deal, announced on September 10, 2026, is set to redefine how federal, state, local and tribal government entities access and utilize advanced AI tools.
That sounds substantial. Can you elaborate on what this agreement actually entails for these government entities?
Certainly. Starting October 1st, 2026, and running for 27 months until December 31st, 2028, the deal provides free access to OpenAI's AI tools, waiving the usual $15 per user per month license fee. Additionally, participating government entities will receive a substantial 50% discount on AI usage costs. A key provision also emphasizes enhanced cyber defense support, offering tailored guidance, onboarding assistance, and an expanded government academy for public sector cyber defenders.
So, free access and discounts for governments, plus cyber defense. What are the broader implications of this partnership for businesses, especially those in the tech sector or those serving government contractors?
For businesses, this agreement signals a substantial expansion of the AI market into the public sector. Governments, traditionally slower tech adopters, are now equipped with direct, cost-effective access to advanced AI, which will inevitably accelerate their digital transformation. This also elevates cybersecurity, as governments gain enhanced AI tools to defend against sophisticated threats. It underscores AI's critical role in national security and critical infrastructure protection, prompting all organizations, particularly in sensitive sectors like healthcare, finance, and manufacturing, to reevaluate their own AI-powered security.
That makes sense. It sounds like a significant shift. What specific opportunities might this create for businesses, and what potential risks should they be mindful of?
There are clear opportunities. Businesses developing AI solutions or offering integration services may find new market segments within the public sector supply chain. As governments implement AI, they'll likely establish best practices and regulatory frameworks, and early engagement with these evolving standards can provide a competitive edge. We could also see innovation spill over from government investment, benefiting the private sector. However, risks include ethical AI governance, such as data privacy, bias, and accountability, which businesses must prioritize. AI systems can also present new attack vectors, requiring robust security protocols. The evolving regulatory landscape around AI and the intensifying demand for AI talent, especially in security, are also challenges businesses need to address.
Fascinating insights, Theo. So, to recap for our listeners, the U.S. government is rapidly accelerating its AI adoption, driven significantly by cybersecurity needs. This creates new market opportunities, but also demands careful attention to ethical deployment, security, and regulatory compliance.
Exactly, Maya. Understanding and proactively responding to these shifts is crucial for businesses aiming to leverage AI's benefits while mitigating its risks.
Thank you, Theo. That's all for today's AI and Suns Daily Brief. For more details on this landmark agreement and links to our sources, visit AIandSuns.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential tech news.